I'm Ori Centralia, and welcome to Ori on Safari. On this week's show, my trusted sidekick Pootie and I will take you with us on our exhilarating 9-day sojourn through the African Serengeti. What you are about to see is undoubtedly some of the most spectacular footage ever studied. I hope you enjoy. Day 1, 0900 hours.
I'll be honest. I hate getting up this early. Pootie has gone back into town for a beer run. Meanwhile, I'm up to my arse and grass as we try to learn about the ferocious Nile croc. They are massive, aren't they? Look at them. They're going through our bait like it were lunch meat. Barry, what did Pootie use as bait?
Pastrami.
So it is lunch meat?
Bunnig, I think.
My cameraman, Barry Gordon, nice guy, hard worker, plays the harmonica like a blind hobo. Just beautiful. Now, if you notice, the other crocs have given way to the elder. He's clearly established dominance. Look at those ferocious jaws. Oh, he's a man-eater, isn't he? One sniff of Barry or I, especially considering how close we are to the shoreline, and we're gator food.
Really?
There's no way we could escape him. Not on his territory. Lucky for us, we've bathed in the waters of the Nile this morning, allowing our scent to blend in with its surroundings.
Hey, I didn't. I showered at the motel. Used herbal essence. Passionberry.
He's nearly walked into our trap. Any moment now and he'll spring it for sure. Then we'll get a closer look. Yes, mate. There you go, my beauty. Almost there. And now!
Holy s***! Did you see that? Look at his mate thrown back into the water. Now we can get closer. Yeah!
African Safari, day number 2. Back on the Serengeti. 1,300 hours. Give or take. Decided to sleep in this morning. I'll be honest. Probably missed some gorgeous photography. Brave Pootie stayed back this morning to nurse a hangover. And who can blame him? Last night's crococule got out of hand. I ducked out early for a nightcap of antacid tablets, warm yogurt, and motel-ordered softcore porn.
Hey, I think we got something here, Ari.
My cameraman, Barry Gordon. Hell of a photog. Good father, sweet ass.
It looks like a bunch of flamingo. And they're going crazy, man.
Must be migrating.
Nope, being chased by a tiger.
Seriously?
Yeah, and he's coming this way. What should we do?
Here, take my firearm. Shoot him.
Me?
Hurry, no time to argue. Shoot him! Shoot him now!
I never shot anything before.
It's easy! Hurry! African Safari, day number 3. I'm a bit disadvantaged. I'm having to shoot my own footage today. My cameraman, Barry Gordon, brave gunman, terrific dancer, and recently convicted poacher, probably won't be joining us again on safari, nor on our trip home, nor, likely, his family ever again. And since Pootie decided he wanted to play volleyball and lay out today, I decided to keep it low-key today by poking our head through the African brush for a good look at some already herded, practically domesticated sheep. Ah, yes. Look at them. Their powerful grass-chewing jaws, that proud, rope-restricted gait of theirs, oblivious to their pending slaughter. Notice how they cleverly stalk their prey. In this case, a trough of wild grass. Yes, the African sheep, they are fierce. Made more dangerous by the fact that they travel tightly in packs. Now, if I could just find the... Okay, there it is. African Safari, day number 4. African Safari, day number 5.
African safari. Day number 6. African safari. Day number 7.
Putty, where's the whipped cream? I don't see it.
Turn off the damn camera, man. You must be crazy, girl. Now, come on. I want to see the tree of your make out again.
African safari. Day number 8. African safari. Day number 9. Well, it's been quite a trip. Pooty and I are going home. Yes, I had to leave the ATV, the bulk of the camera equipment, my firearms, and all the cash I had in my pocket to appease the goat herder who nearly killed me with a spear for slaughtering his flock. But on the bright side, we are not my cameraman, Barry Gordon. Good journalist, hell of a bridge player, beheaded last night for his murder of protected wildlife. So, join us next time on Aria on Safari when courageous Pooty and I capture the Tibetan yak in its mating season. Here's a clip from next week's show. Hey, how's it going? Ari Centralia.
Ari? Kip Vanderkellen. I'm your new photographer.
Oh, good to meet you. I like your sweater.
Oh, thanks.
Until then, I'm Ari Centralia. Good hunting.